Morning, John.
Good morning. My purpose for being here before you today is to request permission to prepare and post notices for the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District Extension to include the American Legion Post Number 24 and the Rupert Smith property. This parcel here is the American Legion. This parcel here is the Rupert Smith, which makes it contiguous to the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District. We've received several letters and phone calls from state representatives and councilmen questioning the timeline of completing this annexation. And the American Legion has plans for a new facility and would prefer that new facility be connected to county sewer. We have met with the American Legion on several occasions with certain restrictions agreed upon by both parties as to the use of the new facility until the sewer connection can be made, and they will use a temporary holding tank system in the meantime. Concept plan approval was completed on November 14th. The expansion consists of 3.11 acres, and the developers will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,635 per EDU based on rates from July 1st, 2007 to June 30th, 2008. There's a scheduled public hearing for the annexation on February 12th at 7 p.m. at County Council. I have a motion.
Question, John? Nope, go ahead, John.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include American Legion Post 24 and the lands of Rupert Smith as presented on January 8th, 2008.
Motion, John.
Make that motion.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the request for notice posting as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you.
That was an easy one, John.
That was easy.
Good morning,
Lawrence. Morning. Gentlemen, we have an item of old business this morning. It is conditional use number 1704, the application of PMP Associates. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for health care and medical offices. We locate on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 33.045 acres, more or less, lying on the southerly side of Zion Church Road, also known as Road 382, and 1/4 mile west of Byard Road, also referred to as Road 384. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on October 25th of 2007. On October 25th of 2007, the commission had deferred action. On November 13th of 2007, County Council held public hearing on this application, heard the basic same testimony and presentations. And deferred action left the record open for receipt of additional plus comments on the application. On December 13th of 2007, I provided council with copies of those plus comments to memo. And backing up a little bit, on November 14th of 2007, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he realized the action was deferred for further consideration and that the record was left open until the close of business on November 8th of 2007 for receipt of the plus response. That the plus response had not been received. That the county council also deferred action for the same reason, and that he feels the commission can take action on this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1704 for PMP Associates for a health care and office complex. Based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the project is in an expanding area of Sussex County and is located less than 2 miles from the intersection of Route 54 and Route 20. Two, the developer proposes to provide health care and offices, which will ultimately consist of 6 office buildings on a 33-acre tract. Three, that the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Four, the proposed development is consistent with the purposes of a conditional use and that it is of a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the current and future citizens of Sussex County. And five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, that water shall be provided by a public central water system. Two, the project shall be served as part of the Sussex County Sewer District in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department standards. Three, the site plan review for each phase of development shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Four, the construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Five, that the offices shall be limited to business, professional, or medical care or other service incidental to such a use. Six, parking shall be in compliance with county ordinances. Seven, that lighting, all lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring or adjacent properties. Eight, that a 50-foot wide buffer shall be installed or maintained from all wetlands. Nine, dumpsters shall be centralized within the site and screened from view. 10, the project shall comply with all DLDOT entrance requirements. And 11, there shall be one sign at the entrance to the property no larger than 32 square feet in size. Each building shall also be allowed to have one sign not to exceed 12 square feet in size. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. On December 13th, as I said earlier, I did send you a copy of the plus comments. Attached to that also was a copy of a December 3rd, 2007 letter, which was a follow-up to the response from the applicant that was addressed to the Office of State Planning Coordination. And this is a response from Connie Holland, Director of the Office of State Planning. They made reference to the attached comments in response to the plus comments and states, in our original letter, we noted that this project was within a level 4 area according to the strategies of state policies and spending. The letter from Mr. Williams being a Landmark Engineering, stated that according to the county, this parcel is within a growth area. After reviewing the Sussex County plan, it does appear that this parcel is in a future land use map on Sussex County SGR. With that said, it is also within a level 4 area according to the strategies, and therefore our level 4 comments stand. The state does appreciate the fact that the developer will be preserving the forested areas on the back of the site. If the county determines that it is acceptable to put this medical complex in the area, the state encourages the county and the developer to work with Denrec to address their issues. And again, that was signed by Connie Holland. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
I do have a question.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Could you clarify the, when I read our old minutes here, it says that the sewer capacity has been allocated on the ED, 4 EDUs per acre is what the district is planned for, right? And that the project exceeds. Is that still the case? They do exceed?
The you're reading from my record.
I'm reading from your, yeah, the, under old business. It's on
I never received any revised comments from.
So in other words, and they just left, but the engineering department's comments that say that this proposed project then exceeds our sewer capacity, then I would recommend that we go down on
well,
these.
Where does it say
I
that?
Think it says that a project that exceeds 132 EDUs will not they're be not, approved.
Yeah, right. They're not saying it contains more EDUs than that.
Okay, well.
So on the third line, it says that wastewater capacity is available.
Is available.
Okay. Because I thought there was a... on their comments that it wasn't. Okay.
Generally, their first comment that they actually make is a reference to capacity.
Now then, could you clarify then at number two where it says that, because this may not happen for quite a few years, right? Because they're just going to put a temporary system on, if I'm not mistaken, for
that's
a
right.
while.
It says the project will be have approved on site.
Well, number two of number five.
Off site.
The project shall be served as part of the Sussex County Sewer District in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department standards. And not to exceed the, and we ought to put in there maybe not, and project should not exceed the 4 EDUs per acre, just to make sure it's clear. So I was just going to add some wording there.
I guess, go ahead, Vance, you have anything
else? That would be just a suggestion that I would like to see it added in there, just so that in the future, 5 years down the road or whatever, 2 years, whenever they get around to it, that we, it is clear that we didn't sit here and approve a project that was going to exceed it.
Well, the comments that came from engineering include that connection to the sewer system will be mandatory.
Right.
That sewer capacity has been allocated on the basis of four, and then they've already calculated that their maximum of the project would not, could not exceed 132.18.
Okay, but I know, I've just in the past, I've seen where the, when the council approves something, that when it goes to the engineering department, and it, even if it exceeds, that the because it was approved by the council, where the zoning was in place, that the engineering department then would grant the excess just because it's had that approval, unless we've got it specified in there that it's not. So I would just say, just I mean, just if what you're saying is true, then it shouldn't hurt a thing by adding in there a clarification that the project should not exceed the four units to the acre. And that should be something we should put in there anyway in all these sewer districts.
The three things I stated are actually right from the county engineering comments.
Mm-hmm. So is there any problem, Mr. Jones, asking for a consensus maybe to add that?
I don't have any problem. Mr. Phillips?
Not to exceed four units for EDUs per acre, whatever it is.
I don't think we should set a precedent saying that nothing can be greater than four units per acre. I mean, we have many applications that come in well below that that provide additional.
Will you speak into your mic?
I said I don't believe we should set a precedent by saying nothing can be built at greater than four units per acre. Many projects come in under four units per acre, which provide additional EDUs that can be then in essence transferred to projects greater than four units per acre. So I'm not that crazy about inserting that language because of the precedent it could create in the future. Also, I'd like to, on number eight, of Planning and Zoning's recommendation, make a clarification. The language that was submitted, although possibly innocuous, does create a bit of a conflict with respect to the development site plan that was presented at both hearings. So if I could offer to substitute number eight on the conditions with the language, a 50-foot wide wetlands buffer shall be maintained as shown on the development site plan.
Still would be 50 foot.
Yes.
You're not saying it would not be less than 50 foot.
Right. Correct.
So, but all wetlands were not, I don't know, we'd have the site plan here, so I'm a little disadvantaged. All wetlands weren't protected with a 50 foot buffer? Is that what you're saying?
No, there's a ditch in the front of the property that's going to be moved, and that ditch will have to comply with all DENREC regulations. It is not something that we would regulate, but because of the vagueness of the language that was submitted, I just wanted to offer that clarification.
Okay. We'll move. George, let me back up to you on that one, then we can move down on both of the issues.
As I recall, Mr. Phillips, the wetland, and it's, I think, borne out by the proposed conditions provided by the developer. It says a 50-foot wetland buffer shall be, number seven, shall be provided at the rear or southwest portion of the property as shown on the site plan. That's, I think, where the wetlands were back.
Yeah, the wetlands are in the rear, but because of that other issue, it creates some confusion.
Okay. I had a question, Mr. Lang, if it might be appropriate for me to ask.
Go ahead, Jim.
I didn't see in any of these 11 conditions any clear statement that if this is approved, that it would consist of any limit on the number of buildings or any limit on the floor space.
There was none stated by the commission.
And I didn't see any, although there is reference in the developer's proposed conditions and findings to this being an attractively landscaped development, there was nothing in the conditions recommended by the commission that required a professionally designed landscaping design that would be subject to site plan reviews.
Right, there was not.
So I think those are two things that maybe should be thought about.
The only reference to the, there was a reference to there being six buildings, but it was a finding.
Not in the condition.
Not a condition. Yeah, no, I just want
33 acres, you can put a lot of.
Oh, sure.
On their conditions that they submitted in their booklet, it says
one, yeah.
The first one is 102,000 square feet
as in not more than six buildings.
But the commission didn't put that in the findings.
It's not in our deal.
Right. But it's in theirs, so.
Right.
Well, okay, well, we need to just transfer it in there, I guess. Apparently, they have no problem with it because they offer that to begin with.
Okay. And the landscaping is a good point. Is it?
Maybe something like this, we could say that the developer shall submit a professionally designed landscaping plan, which shall be subject to the approval of the commission as part of the site plan review process.
Okay. Now, Lawrence, again, how much weight does this carry, this pretty picture they submitted with their application? Something like that.
They have the right, because they have a conditional use, to come back and redesign based on what agency comments are, but the commission can hold them pretty close to that.
Right. My question is, I mean, they could just throw this away and start from scratch?
Not necessarily. What I'm saying is,
I mean, they would be permitted.
They reviewed that by code. It's basically a preliminary plan.
Right, that's right.
But they have to approve it as a preliminary plan.
Right.
So you could get some changes based on the agency comments.
So you're saying
from 17 different agencies.
Minor changes, but basically this
should be basically it.
Pretty close. So we would be adding number 12 and number 13. Is that everybody's opinion?
What were they?
Well, 12 would be the six buildings and I think 102,000 square feet.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
13 would be the landscaping, and Mr. Cole suggested one that...
Well, I would just add to number two, is I'll just add the wording, not to exceed, you know, in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department standards, and not to exceed the four EDUs per acre.
We're just going to have to work through all, because we started out with one, now we're up to four, so we'll have to backtrack a little bit. But. So we modified number 8, added 12 and 13, and right so far, and Mr. Cole would like to add 4 EDUs, not to exceed 4 EDUs on number 2.
Which is what the county engineering department's part of their standards are, so just to make it clear.
Well, let's back up, and you want any other opinions other than what you just stated, Mr. Cole, amending number 8 and number 12 and 13?
No, I think they were very legitimate concerns.
Okay. Mr. Phillips, do you have any concern other than stating on number 2 about the 40 EDUs?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
I don't see why we got to put it in here, because it already says that project can be served according to the engineering standards, which is 4 acres or 4 units. So I don't see it's a big issue either way.
Well, then it shouldn't hurt to put it in.
All right, my vote's no.
A bunch of double talk.
Mr. Rogers?
I'm worried why you got it modified.
But you like it with all the modifications?
Yeah, the way you got it.
With 4 EDUs? And
mm-hmm. Just like you just thought. I wouldn't pray about it.
I got no problem with that either. So we're going to make all the changes.
That would be the change to number 2 being not to exceed 4 EDUs. The change Mr. Phillips made a reference to the 50-foot wide wetland buffer shall be maintained and depicted on the final site plan. The number of buildings.
And square footage.
And square footage? Is that way it worked both ways?
Right, I think right from the wording of number 1 in his packet, the applicant's packet.
It would be 1,000, I think it's 1,002 if I'm not mistaken.
100,000. 102,000.
Okay.
It'd be number 12.
Not more than six buildings.
And number 13 being landscape plan, so we said site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
No, sir.
Can you read it again?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for health care and medical offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 33.045 acres, more or less.
Make a motion to approve CU 17-04 with the 13 conditions and number 2 being amended.
Number 8 also.
And number 8.
Pardon. Number 8 too.
Number 8, yeah. 2 and 8 amended. 12, 13 added.
Okay. We move to second that we approve CU 1704 with 13 conditions, number 2 and number 8 being amended. Mr. Cole.
Well, it is in a level 4 area, and the concern that the state has is probably legitimate on in some areas, but then because this is a medical facility and the county council has approved so much development along Route 54 and within it, you know, close proximity to this, that I feel that because it's of a semi-public character and provides a service that's needed by a growing population, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation as amended by council with the two additions, I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
With the 13 conditions and the two amended, my vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
The conditions and amendments, I vote yes.
My vote is yes, because I, according to the county, it is in the growth area. So, therefore, my vote is yes also.
Thank you, John.
Grant request. Thank you, Lawrence.
The first grant today.
Yep.
Love Fest.
That's
work.
Me, baby.
I make a motion, $300 for Mr. Jones's Councilmatic.
Yes.
For the Love Feast organization.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Move second that we approve $300 from my account for the food baskets. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Bridgeville Community Action Agency.
I make a motion to move $250 for Mr. Jones Councilmatic to the Bridgeville Community Action Food Baskets.
Food baskets in that part of the country. A lot of food baskets over there.
Yeah, we're depressed on our side again.
Is that why you live in my part?
Yes. Only part-time, George. I can't stand the representation.
Are you moving?
It's moved to second that we approve $250 from mine. Count, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club.
To sponsor food baskets.
Okay. Make a motion that we give $250 for Mr. Phillips, $250 for Mr. Jones.
Second.
Move to second that we allot $250 from Mr. Phillips and $250 from myself. Mr. Cole. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Tenlopen Theater Project.
$500.
Second.
It's been moved to second.
Operating expenses.
Where's it coming out?
Councilmatic operating expenses for that Henlopen Theater project.
Okay. Move to second that we allot $500 from Mr. Cole's account. Mm-hmm. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Friends of the South Coastal Library.
Another Councilmatic grant of $500.
Second.
Capital campaign.
Second.
Move to second that we allot $500 from Mr. Cole's account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
And the Greater Lewis Foundation.
That's you, Mr. Rogers.
This is no past history.
You didn't see it.
I didn't see it. I'll give you the
letter. Make a motion we defer.
Yep. Next week.
You want to defer?
Yeah, next week. Yeah. I'm not seeing the letter.
He's out of money. He's out of money already.
Okay. Okay, so we move to second that we defer the Greater Lewis Foundation until next week. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Introduction. I make a motion we read the introduction when we get back from lunch. When we recess now, can you do that?
There's quite a few.
All right. We'll just recess.
Second.
We move to second. That we move introduction of ordinances only to the public after the public hearing this afternoon. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Additional business.
My name is Dan Creamer. A while back there was an issue came up about what is and what is not farm, definition of farming, and the county I know doesn't, you guys don't have, anything under 10 acres is not classified as farming, right?
Five
acres?
Five.
All right, now let's see what the government has to say. This morning's paper says every 5 years there's consensus taken out. And if you make more than $1,000 off in your land, and you can have just a couple of acres, and you are classified as a farmer. Pure and simple.
You make that much on your lima beans?
Oh, about $1.50.
What government were you talking about,
Mr.? Federal government.
Federal government, thank you.
Says you are, if you make $1,000.
They're screwed up worse than the state of Delaware.
It doesn't matter. If you make that $1,000, you better pay taxes on it.
You probably deal all cash and lima beans, don't
thank
you?
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for that information.
Any other additional business?
Make a motion we recess till 1:30.
Second.
To move to second that we recess to 1:30. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Got a unanimous decision there.